Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah,
man.
What the world needs now.
That's
love,
right.
Sweet love.
It's
the only thing that's left, just to live.
We lock it down. We lock it down.
We lock it down.
From white folks to Haitians, but equal Jamaican.
Jamaican.
I bond nation use it as a reference. My dialect is fly.
You know that already.
Forever we still here.
Where you at? Where
the
you
basement.
At?
Dirty basement.
Man, oh man, oh man, oh man, oh man, oh man. I wonder if they really listened to that and understood that, Purple Dread. Did you think they listened to that? You?
Nah, they don't.
You already know who
I don't
it
think
is.
They know.
You?
Well,
you know what?
They don't know.
They can always go back and check out the archives after the show. You know what I'm saying? The call-in number is officially ready to go. It's ready to go. It's ready to go.
563-999-3050.
For the West Indian people, Mr. 563-999-3050. You know what we are dealing with already. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Well, you know what, though, Purple Dread? Today is not the actual day, but it is 2 days after. 2 days after.
Yes, not, yes. That's the recovery time. Now we can talk about
it. Are you listening? Listen.
Oh, yes. Pass it now?
That was the lightest spliff and bondest spliff. Now do it again.
Yes.
Now go do it again.
Oh. Yes.
See it there. Listen. Oh, boy. Man,
yes, now it's 2 days after we finally recover. Now let's talk about it.
We're going to talk about it. Today's topic at hand and subject around the land is 420. How do you feel about it? How do you feel about it? Are you realizing now that New York City has adapted the trend, and I think they're on board. They're on the same page now. They're trying to legalize marijuana. It doesn't just come in the smoke style. We were so used to just always hearing, you know, smoking, and there's over 1,000 different names of strains of weed. 1,000.
Wow.
That's a lot of names to remember. You know what I'm saying? It is a lot of names to remember. But what we're going to do today is we're going to talk about it. We're going to see how you feel. You know, if you indulge, that's okay. If you don't indulge, that's okay. If you are a partaker of any ointments, or any lotions, or any, you know, I've even seen on Netflix that they have a show where the ingredients has to be marijuana in the cooking show. Have you seen that, Purple Dread? Have you ever seen that?
I've seen it before,
Yeah, the marijuana was in the cooking show, and that was like, wow, you got to cook the marijuana in the food, and then they serve it. You know, it's way past the brownie stage. Brownies was the first introductory to edible marijuana. Brownies, now people make cookies. Now people make cinnamon sticks.
Muffins. Fruit bars. Everything.
Bread.
They make oil out of it and cook. It's awesome.
Banana pudding. Like, woo! You just told me they made banana pudding with some tweed up in there.
Yes.
And all the different names of the weed you know, call in and let me know if you know a name that I don't know about. You know, we're going to have fun today. The whole day is going to be directed into the situation. We're going to have a great time. You know, we're going to act like we're doing it, too. You know what I'm trying to say? We're going to enjoy ourselves.
Mr. Raw,
yes,
you know what?
Yes,
I'm excited. I'm excited, Mr. Raw, because I don't know if y'all heard, but Urkel got a strain called Purple Urkel. Come
Purple
on now.
Urkel.
I can't wait.
I knew it. When I seen it, the first thing I said, was, what the hell? And the second thing I said is, let me tell Purple Dread that Steve Urkel has a strain of weed called Purple Urkel. Now, I know you're going to try to find out where.
Oh, that most definitely.
See, that's where it is.
I knew it.
Well, like I said, we're going to have fun today. The call lines are open, 563-999-3050. We talk about medical marijuana. We're talking about for medicinal reasons, help with glaucoma, it helps with pain, it helps with arthritis, epilepsy.
Yes.
I've seen a documentary where a young lady, a toddler, not so much a toddler, she was mid-age, and she was dealing with epilepsy seizures, and she was having an astronomical number of seizures per day. Now, I mean, I'm not to say that this could be wrong, but it's just hard for me to believe certain things when I hear it. When they said she had 73 seizures a day, I'm like, wow. You know, 73 seizures, wouldn't that put her in cardiac arrest? That's just so crazy. But after she was introduced, yeah, I felt so bad for her. I was in tears. And a little young kid that didn't ask for this to be going on in her life. And it didn't even matter what she was. She was a Caucasian young girl, but it doesn't matter at all. And when she was introduced into the medical marijuana, it seemed to help her. It reduced her seizures down to like 17 a day, you know, or 7 a day, something to that effect. And, you know, from that point on, I started to say to myself, all right, I'm going to admit it, I've always been surrounded by consumers of, all the different names, marijuana, weed, pot, whatever you want to call it. That's, you know, it's been around for well over 50 years, people, you know, so it's nothing brand new. So we're kind of late to the party, New York City. Talk about legalizing it just now in 2021 when the West Coast was legalizing it in 2010. So, you know, we are definitely getting where we need to be, but not where we got to be. You know what I'm saying? So we got to work on that. But I got a funny skit for y'all. Say, check me out real quick, and then we'll be right back. It's the BSE Show, the Brother and Sister Experience with Purple Dread and Mr. Raw in the building. Today we are talking about 420. If you don't know what 420 is, just call in, and we'll explain to you what it is. It's celebrated around the world, and it seems like it's going to be like a national holiday or something. I don't know, but you're going to check it out. We'll see. Be right back.
I'm telling you, it's totally legal. These doctors, they'll prescribe medical marijuana to anyone, man.
What do I tell them I need it for?
It doesn't matter. They want to give you a prescription. That's how they get paid. Just make something up.
Hey, Mr. Washington, welcome.
Hey, doctor.
All right, I'm going to ask you a couple questions.
AIDS.
And then we're... What?
AIDS.
AIDS? As in...
As in I got it. Need lots of weed to get rid of it.
Okay, AIDS. Wow. All right, are you sure you're not suffering from anything else like, you know, back pain?
Nope.
Anxiety?
Cool as a cucumber.
How about insomnia?
Sleep like a baby with AIDS.
Okay, Mr. Washington, let's just slow your roll for a second here. If you had AIDS, then I would have to verify it by seeing test results, whereas if you have back pain or anxiety or anything else that I can't test for, then I can give you this prescription for cannabis right now.
Oh.
Understand?
Oh.
Yeah?
I see. I get
awesome.
It. My bad.
Good. Okay. So.
Leprosy.
No. Because if you had leprosy, I'd have to quarantine you.
Ouch.
What do you... No? Okay, I see your fingers falling off.
Ouch.
No, don't do that, though. That's not going to work.
Scurvy.
Nope.
Rickets.
What? No.
Consumption.
No, Mr. Washington, something from this century.
Schizophrenia.
No.
You don't have schizophrenia.
No.
Yes, you do.
No, keep it simple, please. What the hell is that? I don't know what that is.
That's a fish hook in my lip.
Just pick something off this list.
I can't reach it.
Why not?
Paralyzed.
Does your face hurt, Mr. Washington?
Yeah.
Then this should help.
Yo, I'm telling you, man, shout out to Kim Peel, man. These guys always kept me in laughter. I wish they'd bring the show back. They continued sketch comedy where a lot of people left off, a lot of things that we remember, you know, like Living Color, like Mad, like a lot of different shows of Saturday Night Live, of course, the originators, you know what I'm saying, just different shows. And they have some women on also on Hulu that are doing some sketch comedy like Key and Peele, and they're pretty funny. I can't remember their name, but it is definitely something to look into. They brought the real and they kept it like Dave Chappelle and all that. But let me tell you, this song right here, there's about two. I'm going to do a double play real quick. And these songs, both of them, has been over 40 years, I want to say. So don't, you know, if you acting like you brand new to what marijuana can do or will do or has been doing, people just been celebrating it, and it's an herb grown in the earth, and God created the earth, and God created dirt, and dirt don't hurt. Ain't that what they say? It's something like that. But we got to take it back to, we're going to take it back on y'all. Throwback of the day right here. Marijuana, baby.
Yeah. chip on the left hand side. Pop the touch chip on the left hand side. It a go bust.
Give me the music, make me jump, jump, jump.
It a go dust.
Give me the music, make me look in the dark. You play it on the radio, and so me say we a go hear it on the stereo. And so me know we a go play it on the disco. And so me say we a.
Lakewood means rewind. The gunshot means forward. You requested it, so we rewind. Lakewood means rewind. The gunshot means forward. Yes. You requested it, so we rewind. Lakewood means
rewind, rewind, rewind. That's all it got. I was brains off that. May have that too, may have that too, may have that too. Welcome
that
back
right
to the
there.
Show, the ESE show. We are definitely having a good time today. We are celebrating,
man.
And we are just. We just all around in a great conversation about 420. We want to hear what people's input on the actual day. You know, we're just realizing that you know, New York City has joined the book and they're on the same page as West Coast, all around the world. Amsterdam, there's a lot of places that have legalized marijuana. You got to get a card. You can get ointment. They had, like I said, there's so many different names of strains that people are teaching you how to plant it. And used to have it planted myself way back in the days. But, you know, we having fun right here. The call-in lines are open, 563-999-3050. I see you out there. Press that number one button if you want to say something. We're just having a good time tossing it up. Purple Dread. I know,
yeah.
I know, I heard you. You said now that Urkel got the purples, Urkel, you're going
to
look into that. But
yes,
if it wasn't for the purple,
that.
All right, so if it wasn't for purple Urkel, tell me some of the names that you know. There's a bunch of names.
I know,
like, so
there's
many.
Another, there's like a whole variety with purple, though. That's one thing. It's a variety
haze.
That got purple on it. Yeah. And I've heard those are the more, like, goodest, I mean,
it's
a new word. Anyway, those are the more powerful strains. Goodest, right?
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that. Hey,
anyway.
Perfect good. Ain't nothing wrong saying, we make up our words, something.
Press
that number one button if you want to say something. Hey, you know, that's ebonic. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. But,
I remember skunk, chocolate tie, lemonade.
There's one called lemonade. I had that a while back.
Andy Freeze Green or something like that. I was like,
oh,
beef and broccoli. I've heard so many different names that it's crazy. Like it's many names as they have like sneaker names. You know, so like they're like telephone names.
Yeah.
And they got grade names, strain names out there. You know, call in. Anybody want to just press the number one button? Let us know any different names that you are familiar with. I know there's OG.
Oh, there was another one, Mr. Ron. I remember Purple Skunk. I remember that one.
Oh, Purple. Man, it's so many names I've heard in my time.
Yeah.
I've heard so many names. And now I want to know, you know, due to the strains, and if anybody can give me a little more information about it, but due to the different strains, when it comes down to other things besides the actual strain itself, like the ointments, the elixirs, the things that you may drink or such, you know, so forth. You know, some people they say they smoke it for glaucoma, cataracts, and certain, you know, help with arthritis, foot pain, and joint pains. You know, certain people have joint pains that when the weather it's cold outside, it's raining, they feeling, you know, joint pain. You know, I can contest that.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's
now, Mr.
So
Ron, you remember
different...
what I went through, right, Mr. Ron? You remember
oh, yeah,
what
yeah,
I
yeah,
went
so...
through. So I can vouch for the healthfulness of the variety of strains and all that there. And then there's the CBD oil that they extract. And
right.
That for the oil and the medicine and all that stuff, the good stuff. Yeah.
Hey, you know, I remember back in the days, certain times when I would talk with different people about it, and they would spray it with something like pesticides or something crazy before.
Yeah,
you know,
was
I was like, wait a minute,
what
is that about? They try to preserve it longer. It's like, wait a minute now. So what are you actually?
That, yeah, that was strictly
now?
Evil. That was an evil thought because that could kill somebody.
You know?
That could kill.
Yeah, bug spray or some foolishness like that. No, man. Then you bugging, you tripping like Smokey on Friday when he started tripping.
Exactly.
He smoked that weed
that
had the cocaine in it. Oh my goodness, man!
Mm-hmm.
I watched that. That's a
classic
show right
there.
They
enhancing it. They thinking they enhancing it so you come back for more, but that one hit a quitter could kill you.
Yeah, you got to be careful with that. I can't mess with that. I can't. Hey, you know. But like I said, it's been from the test of time I can remember. It's in the conversations. It's been stemming. It's been moving around. You know, when a lot of rap artists always glorify it. Like I've seen over 2,000-4,000 songs on YouTube pertaining to it. Oh, you know, it's not just a Jamaican thing. It's not just a Rasta thing. It's a worldwide. You would see blue-collar people sitting there in suits, and they got their little nicely rolled-up joints. You know, say the black people took it from the white. What is it, White Owl? That's what it used to be called, White Owl. The little two thin pieces of paper, and you roll yourself a spliff, a little joint.
The
blunt wraps, you know, saying it changed the game, man.
And all that there, raw paper. It's all different type of. There's a lot of different stuff to go with it, mate. Mr. Roy.
You
know how
like
the names of the strings is different. All type of different paper and paraphernalia, I should call it, that goes along with all that variety. You know.
Well, just like I played that song just now, that reminded me of it. From back in the days on a Jamaican West Indian tip, this was the simulation to it, and we all know this song right here. We'll be right back. Calling number is open, 563-999-3050. BSC 420.
Phillip, and her name was Fresh. See, we be making love constantly, that's why my eyes are a shade blood burgundy. The way that we kiss is unlike any other way that I be kissing. What I'm kissing, what I'm missing, won't you listen? Brown sugar, babe, I guess high up your love, I don't know how to be.
We're back at it like a craftmatic. You know how we do it. BSE show, celebrating 420. We are all live under the Dirty Basement umbrella.
Yes, sir.
Shout out. And we're trying to get this established. We want to, you know, we ask questions of what's your favorite and what do you like and what's the different names. We heard so many crazy different stuff. And, I was surfing the internet having fun. And after hearing that Key and Peele, I seen something, I think on, was it Jimmy Kimmel, whatever his name, the night guy?
Jimmy Kimmel.
Right, so, and he had something going on. And what I liked about it, because, you know, at first everybody wanted to throw everything into one basket, like say weed had just was black. No, hell no. Don't you remember the days when they had the hippies and all that? We were white mm-hmm. people were smoking weed
flower
like crazy.
Power.
Yeah,
power.
Man. You know, free love sitting there just having
Woodstock,
all these, doing
man,
all kind of craziness. Woodstock, there you go.
That's
burning
it.
Wood, Woodstock. It was celebrating, so you know it was already
yeah.
in the system. There's people who still celebrate from that day. They haven't
yes.
recovered. You know what I'm saying? Like Willie Nelson, like an old stoner. He's still smoking weed heavy with Snoop Dogg. You know, it's crazy. But
yeah.
he did this little quiz. I'm gonna put out there real quick. And mind you, you're listening to this, and not one person was black. All of this is white people. So that's why I'm cracking up over it.
Yeah, since it is a high holiday today, we wanted to do something fun with some people out on the street. Marijuana is legal here in California as long as you have a prescription. you don't have to have an actual medical problem, but you do have to have a prescription. So from time to time, we head out to Venice Beach where enthusiasts have been known to gather to ask some simple questions. We did it again today for a special 420 edition of Pop Quiz.
What's a 1099?
I don't know.
What's 420?
That's when you smoke weed.
Who's the leader of Russia?
I'm not sure, man. It doesn't matter.
And who's Shaggy's friend?
Scooby. Yeah, Scooby.
Can you name four senators?
I cannot.
Can you name four different types of edibles?
I mean, you can drink it. There's Canna Punch. You can put it in chocolate. You can put it in oil, and you can cook with it. There's a lot you can do. It's very versatile.
Do you know who went to the moon with Neil Armstrong?
The Neil Armstrong negative.
And who was Woody's spaceman friend in Toy Story?
Woody's... Oh, that was Buzz Lightyear. I used him to kill my artwork. He's cool.
Who killed Abraham Lincoln?
I don't know.
And who killed Tupac?
Probably Suge.
Who's the mayor of Los Angeles?
I don't know.
And who's the mayor of McDonald's Land?
Cheeseburger Man.
Where does the vice president live?
White House.
And where does SpongeBob live?
He lives in a pineapple under the sea.
Where's Hong Kong?
Japan.
Where's your bong?
Not sure.
Can you finish this sentence? No taxation without...
I don't know.
Finish this sentence. Puff, puff.
Pass.
Which member of the Bush family might run for president soon?
Hillary, but Auntie should never get it.
And which member of the Kush family was the original?
What member of the Kush family? Oh, man. I have to say maybe OG Kush.
What's our national debt?
A lot of money. Probably in the, I don't know. I don't want to guess.
How much does a footlong sub cost during any Tober?
$5 footlong. $10.
Are you registered to vote in California?
No.
Are you registered to buy weed in California?
Yes.
Name as many senators as you can.
I can't name any senators.
Name as many strains of weed as you can.
Khalifa Kush, OG Kush, Purple Haze, OG Purple.
Trainwreck, Purple Trainwreck, Blueberry Purple Trainwreck.
Mr. Nice Guy, Jack Herrera.
Blue Dream and White Fire.
Dr. Green Thumb.
Fat Bastard.
God's Bud, Purple Urple.
Strawberry Kush.
Pineapple Kush.
Orange Kush OG, Master Kush OG.
There's a lot of different Kushes.
What happens on April 15th?
Don't know. Smoke weed.
And what happens on April 20th?
Smoke weed.
So you're correct the second time, but not the first time.
Both times.
Well, I guess for you, maybe both times.
Thanks, everybody. Great job.
Oh, man.
I am Jimmy Kimmel. Man, thanks for watching. Man. If you'd like to see more, click below to subscribe to our YouTube channel. And if not, do nothing at all.
Now, that was funny because of so many reasons. And I didn't know that there was so many purple weed strains. Like,
yeah, there's different strains of purple. Yeah,
strains. But it's I don't know if I want to smoke something that's called train wreck. I don't know. That's up in the air for me.
It's scary.
You know?
Yeah,
there'll be certain names that it will kind of just be a no for me. Like, you know, like, well, smoke some of this, and what's this called?
Guaranteed suicide.
No, I'm not smoking that, bro. I'm sorry,
damn.
But I'm not smoking it. My very best friend, may peace be upon him, passed away in 2005. He was a weed smoker. And the thing about it was how I knew it was good weed, he had to cough really hard and throw up for a second. And that's told me that the weed was good. I was like, listen, I can't do it exactly, but I'm going to give you a rendition of what he used to do. He would get it. He was smoking, and you know that sound weight. You double inhale and then hold it for a second. So he'd be like, and I'm like, And the next thing he would say after that was, that's good. That's some good shit right there. That was good. I was like,
yeah.
Boy, you coughed up a lung, and that's how you know how good it was? He was like, yeah. I said, listen, I never fell into it, you know what I'm saying, but I've been surrounded by it in many different sessions and doing studio work and just being in different places. You know, say I was surrounded by it. So contact is a understatement. You know, an understatement. I got a little experience. One time we was in the car and we doing a cipher, and you already know. See, if you know me, Mr. Roy gonna go in. You know what I'm saying? Especially them days we wasn't counting no bars. We wasn't counting no bars, bro. We was just spitting. Now the dude in the front seat, he got one lit. The dude in the back seat, he got one lit. The other side, he's sitting there. They rotating and passing it while I'm spitting, going in like I usually do. I'm going in. I'm long-winded too. But windows are closed. They're so high, they think the window open. Windows closed, and they just blowing it back out. You ever seen that? The Busta Rhymes video, where I think the police stopped him and it was so much smoke you couldn't even tell who was driving.
That was in the movie. Yes, Who's the Man? Who's the
right?
Man?
Yeah,
movie.
That's right. Thank you, Purple Dread. And man, when I tell you, I caught contact, tunnel vision, bifocal. Binocular, whatever you want to call it, you know what I'm saying? Spectacles, you know, whatever you want to call it, I caught it.
Saw it all.
And I had to get up out that car because now I started floating like Elmer Fudd. Come back here, you rabbit! And I was like, yo, this is real. I said, man, I needed to air out. I needed to air out. When I had a chance to air out, I ain't going to lie to you at all. I had to air out. But the call lines are still open, everybody. Come on, 563-999-3050. We're just having some fun, having some good conversation, talking about 420. You know, let me know your experiences. Let me know some different names we never heard. What do you feel about it? If you're against it, if you're for it, if you're for the actual smoking, or you only deal with medicinal reasons by having a card, have you been anywhere that has cards? How does it go? Tell me, give me some information. Let me know. I want to hear from you. 563-999-3050. I'm keeping with the theme so far. You know what I'm saying? The first hour is going to be number 420. So I'm keeping with the theme. And I gave y'all that old school, the throwback. I gave y'all a nice little skit. I gave y'all a little pot quiz. I'm going to give y'all a blend. You already know how I do it. We'll be right back. BSE Show. Yes, sir. That was Kaya Now by Bob Marley with that hip-hop blend right there. You know, I kept it in the same category. He was talking about weed. He was talking about Sensimania. Sensimania. Ooh, Sensi. That's another name. Pot, weed, cannabis, Sensi, Kush, skunk, mud. Like, there's so many names and strains that we are not familiar with, but some people are familiar with. You'd be like, get out of here. Wait a minute. And in every genre you want to name, let me tell you something. They're talking about weed, bro. They're talking about weed. Of course, we heard the reggae. We heard the R&B with the D'Angelo. We heard that funk with Rick James. You know what I'm saying? Let me tell you something. It goes further than that. Further than that, we got some blues going on. My man Muddy Waters said, give me some champagne. And I forgot this name right here. Reefer. Champagne and reefer.
All right. Okay, we're gone. Roll it. Yeah, bring me champagne when I'm thirsty. Bring me a reefer when I want to get high.
If you didn't hear that at all, you heard that was blues, reefer blues, Muddy Waters said, give me some champagne and some reefer so I can get high. There's nobody exempt when it comes to weed. All right, there's rock and roll. There's probably some jazz, some instrumental with the incentive of weed or made by somebody who was weeded. You're high as a kite. You know what I'm saying? So that right there, and some people use it for the creative experiences. Like, you know, they feel like, I'm not creative enough. Yeah, inspiration. They feel like they're not creative enough if they're not high. You know? So one time somebody told me, it was like, all right, well, Mr. Raw, man, if you like this and you don't get high, I imagine when you do get high, what you would be like. And I was like, well, I never thought of it. You know, I never thought of it. But I always was, pure from it, energy, adrenaline. Once I get into the setting of being in a studio. I like to have, well, get focused and get to business. You know, I like doing that. I can't just sit there like, I got to get high or I can't do it. No, I can do it. But, you know, there's time to get high when I'm done. You know, when I'm finished, I'll mess with the high. Ain't nothing wrong with messing with it at all. At all. Now, there's all kinds of, man. I mean, you know, I really wish I had some more names to think of. I was busy today, so I couldn't get to do what I wanted to do, but I wanted to come on here and give y'all at least 20 names and 20 strains. At least 20 names and 20 strains of marijuana. And I know I could think of it, but because my mind is on it now, I can't remember, you know what I'm saying? But if you got it, man, call in, press that number one button, give us a couple of different names so that we could add it to the many arrangement of names that we hear on a day-to-day basis, you know? Or let us know which one you heard was the best or you tried it and it was actually what it is. And even if it does do something for you, like, you know what, I had some vision problems and, you know, I tried this and it helped me, or I got, you know, I had some hurting going on in my body, I tried this, you know, we got to see what's going on. I saw somebody that had a hand up and when they run to real quick, press that number one button if you want to say something. That's how it goes on here, the Dirty Basement Show. But I'll be right back again following the theme, 420. We're keeping it right up in here.
I was gonna clean my room until I got high. I was gonna get up and find the broom, but then I got high. My room is still messed up, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high. Because I got high. I was gonna go to class before I got high.
Come on, y'all.
Check it out. I could have cheated and I could have passed, but I got high. I'm taking it next semester, and I know why. Because I got high.
Go to the next.
I was gonna go to court before I got high. I was gonna pay my child support, but then I got high.
No, you wasn't.
They took my whole paycheck, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, because I got high. I wasn't gonna run from the cops, but I was high.
I'm serious, man.
I was gonna pull right over and stop, but I was high. Now I'm a paraplegic and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, because I got high. I was gonna make love to you, but then I got high.
I'm serious.
I was gonna eat your too, but then I got high.
Man, all those things that he was, because he got high. Yeah, that's crazy. That is crazy. We are here on the BSE show. If it's post after and pre before, right, Purple Jet?
Yeah.
So if you say, all right, so post show 420. How did everybody celebrate? Let me know. Give me an idea. What did you do? Like I was telling you, if you guys didn't know, if you're just a bear smoker and you didn't really investigate that they are doing so much more with the cannabis, we already know the bakeries and the gummy candies and the worms. The gummy worms that we see when we are younger, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if they got gummy fishes, who knows? When they start making it in the Jolly Ranchers, I'm going to lose my mind. Because if you give me a watermelon Kush Jolly Rancher, I'm a OD. I will be like, you know, what happened? Like, you already know I'm diabetical. I had to have that candy. It was fine and dandy, but it's also being cooked in the ingredients like oregano, like basil, like thyme, like bay leaf, like certain things are put inside the food while you're cooking. If you're making a stew, you can make a stew with some marijuana in it. And you will feel like,
remember, Mr. Raw, it's the herb first. It's the herb first.
Yes.
It grows as an herb.
Exactly.
So it's good for
cooking. It is. Yes, it is. I ain't going to lie about that. It is an herb. Thank you for reminding me the purple one, which is soon to be purple. Drink, probably have her own strain going on, too. I ain't going to say nothing. I ain't put it out there. But anyway. You know, say we just have to pay attention to what's going on, keeping the theme. You know, like I said, in the hour, the first hour was mainly about the 420. We wanted to not celebrate it, but just commemorate it and talk about it. We wanted to get some people to call and let me know what different names that you are familiar with, which one really put you. There's a strain called Ooh Wee. I remember that now. He said, "Boy, what you smoking?" I said, "Smoking some of that Ooh Wee." I was like, "Damn, that's the name of it." I said, "Now that is creative. That is innovative, and that is like damn well, you name it, they gonna have it." Well, I'm gonna talk to Cynthia and see if they're going to have a strain called Dirty Basement. You know what I'm saying? Like, what you smoking some of that Dirty Basement for? Like, what? You smoking some of that Dirty Basement? I got to talk to Cynthia, man. Did he prove that? What's going on with that? But following up with our theme, I got my poem of the day. And guess what the poem is talking about, Purple Dread?
Oh, I wonder.
Following the theme, everybody. We'll be right back. The call-in numbers are open, 563-999-3050. Please call in, press that number one button if you want to say something, you want to shout yourself out in your social media, shout somebody out, holler at Purple Dread, holler at me, request a song. If I ain't got it, I'll work on it. If I got it, I'll play it. So it's nothing going on but the rent. Here we go with this week's poem talking about 420.
Hello.
Hi.
My name is Mary Jane, also known as Cannabis Sativa, Pot, Weed, and Hemp. I am what your parents used to place in white sheets of paper. No, not notebook paper, joint paper. Yes, I'm pretty popular. My body can transform into many forms, but I am typically the color green, like the Grinch. I am the present hidden under the tree. I bet most of you in this room have tried to make a whore out of me, but I have simply pimped you into choosing my three leaves over the Trinity. My scent is a mix of Christmas trees on fire and overcooked over Redenbacher. When most people meet me, they break me into pieces and discard my seeds, laying me to rest in a swish of sweet-colored casket. The flick of a lighter ignites me, conjuring up my spirit to make its way into yours. I am nothing more than commercialized voodoo, and you are my Harry Potters, you know? I'm sort of an activist. Before the Marijuana Tax Act of 1937, I was completely legal. No handcuffs on my butts, no shackles on my stems. Little do these people know how much I can do for those in need of my help. I abolished the pain of HIV and AIDS patients while amplifying the flesh, making every sin you could ever conceive more desirable than the apple dangling like death in the tree in the sight of Eve. Why do you think that every time you take a puff of B, all of a sudden you get greedy like there are hustlers in your stomach? I cause the munchies. Everybody loves the munchies, even though the munchies is just a cute word for gluttony. I am better at feeding you sin than Satan is. Hey, it's also been said that I can help those with glaucoma. Everybody has the right to see, right? Take one hit of me and watch your eyes become x-rays, addressing every person you see, help you rape, fornicate, and sodomize men and women with your blinks. Lust is simply a sin-laced side effect that comes along with me, and it's funny that those that allow lust to take control in the Old Testament got stoned to death. Go figure. That's the reason why your eyes are the color of red rum when you are drunk off me. I am a murderer in disguise, but nobody dies from weed. The leading cause of preventable death in the U.S. is tobacco. Not me, but your idolatry of me is killing you soft and slow like the Fugees on repeat. You consistently esteem me over the author of your breath. You breathe in my satanic love when you are thirsty for comfort and peace. When you are lonely, you let me sing you lullabies with my lies. When you are hurt, you cry while feasting on my pipes and bongs. You and your friends can't seem to see the suicide you commit every time you do a shotgun. Whoa. First of all, it's not that serious. Second of all, if I am legalized, I can save the government up to $10 to $15 billion a year. First of all, it's eternally serious. Second of all, let's do the math. God is eternal, infinite, meaning he never had a beginning. He has no end. There is no number to be ascribed to him. God is holy. Man is not. Sin is a direct slap in the face of God in which he created to honor him. Every puff, puff, pass is throwing up a measurable wrath on the head of the transgressor. Hypothetically speaking, let's say every sin costs.
She said $16 billion. If they legalize weed, $16 billion. And she also said that weed since 1937. Now, I do math pretty well, and I know that that's over 70 years old. That's over 80 years old. That is a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And she was making those statements that made a lot of sense. We do encourage anybody who are poets, if you want to submit some work to me, hit me up at raaw4life@gmail.com. And hit me up on Facebook, MISTARAAW, also IG. Say, hey, Mr. Roar, I got some poetry, you know what I'm saying? Slid it into your email. Check it out. And holler at me. Sure. I'll link up with you behind the scenes. We'll chop it up, point you in the right direction, introduce you to Sincere, let y'all make some connections going on, networking, doing what we got to do. You can either call and say it live. That shows me you really into your thing, your artistry, you know, on the spot off the top of the dome, you know what I'm saying? That shows me a lot. So if you're interested, holler at me. Hold on. I think I see I brought his name up. I think so. Happy belated 420, brother.
Yes, yes, ladies and gentlemen, happy belated 420, everybody. What's up, Mr. Roy? What's up, Purple Dread? Great show. Great show. I'm in the background. Yeah, it's all good. It's all good. Happy belated 420. Now, it only makes sense that the Purple Dread would have all the various purple strains. That makes perfect sense. See, I like that. I like that. I like that. That makes perfect sense. The Purple Dread knows what time it is. That's what it is. But, yeah. But yeah, man, great show, great show. Really enjoying the vibes, you know what I'm saying? Really enjoying the, you know, some of the joints that you're playing. You know, I definitely dug that champagne and reefers. Like that, like that, like that one a lot. You know what I mean?
Would,
but now,
yeah, I thought you would. I thought you would, bro.
But now, here's a name I haven't heard in a while. I don't know if you said this one already. I heard you say, you know, reefer, of course. And I don't know if you said, you know, many other names that we used to call it, but here's a name I don't hear hardly no more that we used to call weed. How many of y'all remember Chiba?
Chiba. Oh, yeah, Chiba, Chiba, baby. That's right. That's right. And ganja. We forgot all about ganja. Like, wait a minute now. You're right. Chiba, Chiba. Somebody said that in a song. And there was a guy named Chiba on one of these shows. I can't remember. But that, thank you for that, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We used the fans. Throw it back,
yeah,
throw it back,
man.
Throw it back. Yeah, man. But there's like, you know, I figure I helped you out a little bit, Mr. Roy. There's like tons of, strains. You know what I'm saying? There's tons of strains out there. You know what I'm saying? Now, I know if KV was here, he'd probably go in more than me. You know what I'm saying? He'd probably go in more than me.
He
but
told
you got
me about one.
You know, but you got Mimosa, you got Mr. Nice Guy, you got Blue
what?
Dream, yeah, Blue Dream. You got Girl Scout cookies, you got Gorilla cookies,
what?
you got Gorilla glue. Let me
Stop.
See what else. What else?
You got Gorilla Zoe? Gorilla Zoe?
I don't know about that. Yeah. Well, he might have a strain. You never know, because. You know, Snoop has a strain. I know that dude from the Dog Pound has a strain. Of course, Wiz Khalifa has a strain.
Yes, I heard about that.
There's a young lady that we interviewed, you know what I'm saying, First Lady of the West Coast. She has her own strain. Let me see. And just recently it was announced, and I actually saw it, you know, when I was watching the event, your boy Urkel, the gentleman who used to play Urkel, Jaleel
right.
White.
We talked about that. He got purple Urkel.
Yeah, he has
yes.
a strain out now. So, you know, a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, there's a lot of stuff coming in the marketplace, you know, more and more and more because, you know, they even got weed stocks now. You can invest in different kind of weed things. They're coming out with constant different kind of products and, you know, innovations and different kind of things. You know, I think it was a Purple Dread was saying earlier about, you know, all the different stuff you could, you know, you could cook with it or whatever kind of stuff you could do with it. You could do all kind of stuff. You could make butter and all kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
it's, you know, it's like a real, you know, pardon the pun, it's a real high time for weed right now. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, if you have any kind of idea for a product or, you know, some kind of variation of cannabis or CBD, this is the time to put it out in the market.
I don't know if you check out TikTok, DJ Sincere, but I'm new to TikTok, but I got addicted, and I'm seeing so many crazy things on TikTok. I was like, wow. So they don't really go as far as the weed goes. But I've seen
mm-hmm.
some crazy. I've seen people take, you know, the ICs we used to buy at the store for 50 cents, the long big ones. I see
people
cut. I see people cut the top off, drink a little bit out of it, add liquor. The curling iron, the curling iron brush,
and seal it back.
Seal it back. Seal
right.
it back and then freeze it. I'm like, it's going heavy over here. TikTok will consume you for a moment. I found myself on TikTok for more than an hour easily.
Okay,
and
just watching crazy videos.
Yeah. KV himself told me about a strain called Jam Master J. He said it was a crazy strain.
Yeah, he actually sent me on IG, he sent me the he probably sent it to you too, that clip, and it's actually it looks like
right.
A cassette. I believe it's an actual cassette in there. I do believe, and it also comes with a few joints in the pack. So yeah, that was a real interesting. I think it comes with you know, two or three joints, you know, inside the case. So yeah, that's kind of crazy. So yeah, you know, like
I'm
I said, they got all they,
sure.
they got. Yeah, got all kind of stuff in the marketplace right now. Now, you had mentioned earlier, you know, while I was running around the back, I heard you mention earlier that, you know, you was wondering about a dirty basement strain. Well, you know, it's something that's been in the back of my mind for a great number of years, Mr. Roar. I've looked into it 1,000 times. I've studied the because it's a process. I mean, you know, being like a farmer, period, regardless of what you're growing, is a skill, right? But growing some bud is a process. You know what I'm saying? It's like
yeah,
a
you
whole
got, you
science.
Got, you gotta have. Yeah, you gotta
it's
have
whole
the right
to
temperature,
it.
The right light.
Oh man,
the right moisture in the room. Yeah, but I watched a couple of
for each stage.
Yeah.
For each stage. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, what the flowering time is, and how long you want to have it in this stage. You want to put it in blue. Man, it's a whole thing. So I've studied it back and forth off and on over the years because, you know, this has fascinated me. You know what I'm saying? But now that they're making things change here, you know, across New York State, you know, the things that I thought about, maybe I might could actually do now. Well, I mean, I could have did them anyway. But
bring
now,
it to
the,
yeah, bring it to fruition.
Yeah, but now I won't get in trouble. So, you know. You know, but now we see how things is. But, you know, people can't get carried away early. You got to look into what the law actually is and what they're doing right now. They really want to get these businesses up and running as far as these dispensaries. So they really want to give them, like, the head start before they let people just start, you know, growing weed in their backyard and shit. So you can't do that yet, y'all. You can't do that yet. So,
yeah.
You know, I think that's supposed to be
partially legalized, partially. They're giving it to us one strain at a time, one strain at a time. We haven't reached Amsterdam level and West Coast level, you know.
Right. I mean, you can't sit outside. I mean, you can't sit in the park. You know what I'm saying? They're still not going to let you smoke, you know, just weed in public like that. You know what I'm saying? You can't be puffing at the bus stop while you're waiting on your bus. That's not going to work, guys. It's not going to work. You're going to go to jail. Now, I don't know how they're going to determine it, but, you know, how they have, I guess they'll come up with something sooner or later, but I guess for the time being, it'll be observation. You know, if they decide to pull you over and, you know, they check you out and you know, they can still arrest you for, you know, driving impaired if they figure out that you're driving under the influence of weed. So there's still certain things you ain't big, you know, don't be carried away, folks. It'll be even more people going to end up in jail thinking that weed is just legal now. Yeah, but you can't do that. That part's not legal. You know, yeah, that part's not legal.
They might
it's just that
incorporate, they might incorporate it in hookah. Inside bars, I think that would be pretty cool.
I don't know. I don't know if they would allow that publicly like that, but I guess we'll see. I don't know if they would allow that publicly like that. That would be that interesting. I mean, because I've been in plenty of hookah bars. I've had events in hookah bars. I've DJed in, you know, hookah bars. And, you know, now people used to, you know, in the beginning, yeah, it was definitely, you know, sneaking weed down there, but then they really have to crack down on that because, you know, it was causing, like, the venue problems. So, you know, I don't know if they would, you know, allow that still in a business, you know, environment like that. But, you know, the good part is they let you, you know, you carry around a certain amount now and not get arrested for possession. So, you know, so I guess it does free up certain kind of things and situations, but you still got to be mindful that, you know, they didn't just, it's not a free-for-all, folks. It's not a free-for-all.
I guess it's a work in progress when it comes to New York, but when it gets to that point where it's all good, baby, oh, man, you're going to see things that you ain't never seen before. You're going
to
be like, wait a minute. The minute
yeah,
you legalize weed in New York City? Oh, my
yeah,
goodness.
Now, that's like one half. I don't know if you heard the other thing, Mr. Roar, but at least in the borough of Manhattan, all right, The district attorney in Manhattan has decided to basically decriminalize prostitution. He's not gonna prosecute any more prostitution cases. What they call sex workers. All right. So weed is legal, and in Manhattan, you know, things done changed. So it's gonna be interesting here in New York this summer. All right.
Wow.
I think we need. You know what I'm saying? I think we need to play some Biggie right now. You know, nigga talking about blunts and bras, menage a trois, sex and expensive cars. It's going to be going down. It's going to be going down.
You said it right. You said it right. And you know something? Let me tell you something. New York is one of the epicenters of the globe. People always in their lives. You know, we live here as a regular camaraderie, and it's just New York to us. But there's people that would shed tears, like, wait a minute, I'm going to go to New York? Oh, my God. I'm like, yeah, it's New York. I'm like, but, you know, they look at it like one of the most biggest things out there. So when they feel like free at last, oh, thank God Almighty, we free at last, when New York is allowing certain things, now they're saying, man, this right here, it only can get better because look what's going on. I could be a hooker selling weed.
Now, man, listen, just be like multitasking and shit, just multitasking away. Selling some of this, selling some of that.
I knew I never left New York, boy.
Oh, you stupid.
And they're going to be a strain. There's going to be a strain called Old Coochie.
Ah, you stupid, Mr. Rule.
It's like, wait, yo, they're gonna be different levels too. Like, what's that one? Why Coochie? Oh, Young Coochie. Oh, that's an old gray Coochie. OG.
No.
OG,
OG Bush, right?
Oh, boy.
OG Bush.
OG Bush. There you go, man. We having a good time, man. A sincere chimed in and made it even better. Man, I want to thank everybody, man. The call-in lines are still open. 563-999-3050. Tell me, this ain't one of your favorite Get High songs. This was one of mine. I don't know about y'all, but this is my joint, no matter what.
I get high. I get high. I get high. every day, every night, all the time. Every day I need an ounce and a half. SP, the only flow that you know, with a bounce and a half. Listen kid, I need a mount in the cast, so I can roll up, hop in the whip and like bounce to the ab. I get high cause I'm in the hood, the guns is around. To take a blunt, just to ease the pain and humble me now. And I'd rather roll something up, cause if I'm sober dog, I just might flip, grab my guns and hold something up. I get high as a kite, I'm in the zone all alone, motherfucker, case I'm dying at night. So I roll them up, back to back, fat as I could. You got beef with Styles P, I come to slatter the hood. Every day, every night, and yo, I smoke like a chimney. Matter of fact, I smoke like a gun. When a killer see his enemy, I smoke like Bob Marley did. Add to that, that I smoke like the hippies did back in the 70s. Spit with the finishing touch. Get this, that I'ma finish you before I finish the Dutch. I get high like the birds in the plains. I get high when bullets hit faces after words exchange. I get a rush off the blood on the walls. You understand, like the M5 pedal when it's touching the floor. I get high cause fuck it, what's better to do? And I'ma never give a fuck cause I'm better than you. Every day, every night, all the time, every day, every night, all the time.
Hey, Redman is in the building, and I got a PSA announcement. If you in Detroit, Michigan, I repeat, if you in a D-town and you need some good-ass cannabis, well, go check out Dr. Khan. He got some fire bud up there and all the medical marijuana to meet your needs. But don't take my word for it. Go check him out on the IG, Last Detroit. That's L-A-Z Detroit. Or go look him up. Dr. Khan is putting in some work with that quality control and fire bud. I'm coming to get me some.
Who's the doctor to treat your conditions? Who's the doc that refills your prescriptions? Who's the doctor to treat your glaucoma? So take a puff for this medical marijuana. Who's the doctor to treat your diseases? Who's the doctor that's there when you
go
need
check
them?
Out Dr.
Who's
Khan.
The doctor to treat your myeloma? Come take a puff for this medical marijuana. They wanna ban me, I know they can't stand me, but best believe Dr. Khan gonna get you high.
Dr. Khan.
They wanna ban me, I know they can't stand me, but best believe Dr. Khan got that supply.
Dr. Khan.
They wanna ban me, I know they can't stand me, but best believe Dr. Khan gonna get you high.
Dr. Khan.
They wanna ban me, I know they can't stand me, but best believe Dr. Khan got that supply.
Dr. Khan.
Somebody calling for a doctor, and Dr. Dre ain't around, so Dr. Khan had to pop up, the only rapper on the roster with a license to practice medicine and an NPI number proper. Microphone chopper, light up a bone, get on my zone, nobody stopping me. Get on my nerves and it serves, cures my neuropathy. What is this hypocrisy that I can see? It's finally getting legal in the states. Cannabis sativa raising queries and debates. Is it classic gateway to make way for addiction, or valid treatment through physicians' prescriptions? It kicks and shoots you to the sky like a cannonball. 9-delta tetrahydrocannabinol. It's called not accepted by the corporate society, but I got patients I gave it to cure their anxiety. What is this disparity? I done used it to treat nausea from chemotherapy. Cannabinoid receptors in the brain have reached, recapturing a dementia patient's memories. You smoke it, hypnosis, I go up with doses, loosen tight muscles up for multiple sclerosis. I flow sick, this sticky icky, you could go and light this. This joint will fix the joint of rheumatoid arthritis. You could all recite this, cause what I flow is facts. Seizures resistant when you prophylax with Keppra and Topamax. Treated when you roll the sack, but it's good cause homie, come and get a load of that. Now hold it back, inhale, hold it together. This ganja could treat a Parkinsonian tremor. Proceed to blow weed that grows for me. I tried every anti-inflammatory known to be, but never ever thought this weed would be what holds the key to decrease the belly pain from my Crohn's disease. Smoke the reefer, relieve my back aching shoulders. Free the optic nerve from your glaucoma.
Slow the tumor growth of multiple myeloma. You just puff, puff, give and pass it over. Smoke it or vape it when you hit the dispensary. Get the oil, mix it up or sip it up in your tea. So pardon me legally, I'm treating with CBD. Here go the script for my patient, the funk, DOC. Hey yo, who's the doctor to treat your condition? Who's the doc that refills your prescription? Who's the doctor to treat your glaucoma? So take a puff for this medical marijuana. Who's the doc?
Smoke weed every day.
Now, he mentioned everything known to man he did. He mentioned it. He mentioned it. Neuropathy, glaucoma, rheumatoid arthritis. He named
all those ailments, right? All the ailments.
Yes, that's why I played that song, because I heard it. I was like, hold on, man. He nice with it. He laid it down right. I was like, that's skills right there. That shows me skills. That's what I look for when I listen to a lyricist. He could put everything
right
in the bunch and make it rhyme. You know, he put all that in there.
And it's also,
and you know, Mr. Ross, that speaking on a woman's behalf, it helps with our ladies' time, you know? It eases those pains we go through every month.
See, we need to make sure y'all keep that shit then.
Thank you.
Y'all need to keep
that y'all medicated.
Yeah, keep y'all medicated. That's damn right.
I gotta keep me a brick. I gotta keep me a brick.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I'm saying?
That shit helps. You got to keep plenty of that shit on hand. Make sure they don't run out. Just make sure they don't run out.
I'm going to tell the supplier to make sure he got a swipe additive to his phone so I could just swipe my card. And that's it. He can come to me. I can come to him, swipe the card, and
ASAP.
That's it. Medicated. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's
it.
That's all.
If they not,
I like
if they not medicated, you better be medicated so you can ignore that shit. Somebody better be medicated.
It needs to be both.
Yeah, right. It needs to be both, right?
Yes, you need to be medicated along with them because you might have more than one in the household. And
oh yeah, right. Ooh, then you got it bad. So you might just have to leave the house. You might just have to leave the house. Leave the house.
Yeah, man.
Just leave the house.
That's
go sleep in the car. Sleep in the car.
Hey, I got a she shed for mine. A she shed in the backyard.
Oh,
everybody got to go back there.
I'm trying to tell you now.
Oh my God.
I'm trying to tell you now. Your best bet is to invest in a tent. Invest in a tent. Okay.
Yeah, in the back with a porta potty.
You know.
You can't use the bathroom.
Mm-hmm. It's either that or you gotta go to the. You know, shit. You're gonna need a whole setup out that motherfucker. So you might as well just build yourself like a little shed. You know them little sheds they got at like Home Depot.
Yeah.
They be like outside of Home Depot, and they look like little houses and shit. Get yourself one of them little houses and shit. Huh?
Yeah.
There you go. There you go. All you need is something big enough for a refrigerator and an air mattress. That's all you need.
And if you're a dude, you just make a little flap on the outside of the house that you could open up and just let it down until you get yourself a porta potty.
You
help the weeds grow.
Fertilization.
But you gotta love them.
You know,
we gotta love them. We gotta love them, though, Sincere. We gotta love them because you know the funny thing about it, not to sound gross or anything, but the funny thing about it when you have the experience of having more than two females in a household, it is crazy how Mother Nature brings it to a head where it allows them all to succumb to the same thing around the same time. Like, oh, wait a minute, I need this. And then they're going to send you to the store
right? They're going to send you to the store to get different ones for each one of them. What the hell?
Man, listen. If you could buy one, you could buy more for anybody. I have been sent to the store plenty of times in my life, and see, some women have it worse than others. You know what I'm saying? I've had a couple girlfriends who really had it bad. You know what I'm saying? And you really feel for them because it's bad, man. It could be really bad. You know what I mean? So, you take your ass to the store, you know what I mean, and you do what you got to do. You know what I'm saying? And, after the first time, it gets easier. After the first time, it gets easier.
Hey, I respect that.
I got to give my boo a shout out because he be going to the store for me all the time too.
Might
be listening. I don't know. But shout
gotta
out
do
baby.
It.
If you want to do it.
He ain't shame at all.
Gotta do it.
He ain't shame at all. So.
Gotta do it. I mean, shit, man. If you could buy condoms, you could buy pads, man. You could buy condoms.
Exactly. We here having a good time, man. Post 420, we talking about chopping it up in all aspects. We got DJ Sincere on the line. Purple Dread, the call-in lines are open, 563-999-3050. Sincere brought back an oldie but goodie that we haven't thought about. Chiba Chiba, y'all. I ain't heard that since Cheech and Chong. And wait, I think we spoke somebody up. Hold on 1 second. I got a 305-902 on the line, BSE show. Welcome. We got DJ Sincere, Purple Dread, Mr. Raw in the building. Is this the Zone?
What's up? Gorilla Zone in the house.
Gorilla Zone, like
hey,
what's
you
up,
know.
What's
see, we spoke you up, huh? They got you shopping, huh?
Yeah.
Got you working day and night.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, nobody's mad at you, man. We all had to do it. And you know what? You're a better man for doing it because if you made a thing out of it that you couldn't do it, it's not right because there might be a day in your life that you might need something and then you're looking to her to go get it and trust me, she's going to go get it. So, you got to say it the same way. Like, would she do it for you? Yeah, she would. Women will do it for you and with no hesitation. What you need, baby, what? I'll go get that for you right now, and I'm going to go get it. So when it comes down to time for us to make ourselves vulnerable and go ask, and if you're really cool about it like me, I go in there and I ask other women to help me with it. Like, my lady sent me for this, but I don't know which one with the butterfly and the thin ones with the extra, and they'd be like, and then they'll get into it, and they'll be like, "Hey, well, if she's talking about this one, you need to get the stay free." And I'm like, "Okay, all right," And they look at us like, "Yo," and then when we walk away, they look at us like, that's a good man right there."
but then when they get home, they man is gonna have hell if he don't do nothing like that. They're gonna be looking at him sideways now. He gonna have problems. And the bad thing about it is he not even going to know why. He's just going to be mad. He not even going to know why.
He's going to be like, what the hell happened at the store?
What happened at the store? Like, damn.
Oh.
Came back with bread, milk, eggs, and an attitude.
Oh, man, I love it, man. That might have to be the topic of another show one day. What you will do and won't do for your other half, whatever you want to call them, spouse or whatever significant other. There's so many other terminologies, like endearment, my boo, my bae, ball and chain, my old lady,
entanglement,
grit. Entanglement with child support. And baby daddy. Oh, wait. Sperm donor.
Yeah, bottle of water, please.
Sperm donor.
I don't know.
Don't forget about that one. Sperm donor.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, man. We having a good time, man.
Don't get me started, Mr. Ron.
Oh, let me remind everybody next week we're going to be back at our regular timing. We're going to be back at our regular timing from 6 to 8 p.m., me and Purple Dread. And hopefully Sincere chime in, Zoe will chime in, and we can get some good things. I don't know what the topic is yet. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to definitely get it going on. But we had a good time today. We're not over yet. We got about 25 minutes left. The first 4 hours was totally dedicated to cannabis, marijuana, whatever name you wanted. I gave you guys a skit. I gave you a quiz. I gave you a blend. I gave you poetry. I gave you old school throwback. I gave you the real good hip hop. I gave you some education. Man, we just wanted to, because we usually have a show on Tuesdays, but we changed up the flow because Saturdays work better for us. But, you know, we would have usually had that show on 420. Celebrating and having a good time. So we just decided to pass it over 2 days and try to keep it in sync, you know, because it's now that New York is on board. You know what I'm saying? If you're on board,
we got to take a flight, Mr. Raw. We got to take a flight.
Hey, I'm going to be announcing soon my actual date, too, that I'm going to be appearing in New York. I will be officially in the Dirty Basement for an episode with DJ Sincere in August. In August, I am coming to town. Make sure.
Guess
who's coming to dinner? I am coming. We're going to do a broadcast straight tag team. I ain't seen my brother in 10 years.
Wow.
And I'm going to hug him and hold him down, man. And I appreciate how we do everything throughout these years, man. And we've known each other way longer than that, man, and we had some great interviews, some great memorabilia, some great times, some good laughter, some good experiences. We hosted events together. We've been judges on events together. We interviewed and networked with a lot of people. Trust me, check the archives. I've done tracks for multiple amount of people. Sincere, you don't even know more than half of what he's done as far as music wise. You only hear him on the radio, but he's world renowned. He's a world renowned certified DJ where he'll rock the party and have you throwing your damn shoes all over the place because he playing back to back your jam. We only gonna get back to what we used to do. He used to get hardcore with the releasing of his mixtapes. We're going to get something going for the summertime. We're going to, yo, his backyard barbecues was epic. You know what I'm saying? He going to pop the grill up when Mr. Raw comes to New York. I tell you, I see about the grand purple bread or if I get Red Girl Jones or something. It's going to be something going down.
Now that this whole COVID thing is coming to an end, or if it's not coming to an end, people done fed up, and everybody is back outside. We're coming back outside. We're not going to stay in the house. Now we're coming back outside. So
yeah.
I'm looking forward to this summer. Hopefully things, you know what I'm saying?
You finally coming out to play, sister. You going to be allowed to come outside now?
Yeah, going to come outside. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to take my chances around some people who may have some questionable hygienical practices, but, you know, I still might have to wear my mask, though. I might have to still wear my mask around some of these motherfuckers.
I'm going to stay
masked up with my hand sanitizer in the pocket. I'll give pound to my boy, and then hand sanitizer right afterwards. No disrespect to none of my boys because I miss them and I ain't seen them in a while. I love them. I'm like, yo, Sincere, what's up, baby? I'm glad to see you. You know what I'm saying? It's like we got to celebrate because, man, time moves so fast and you just don't realize how fast things are going.
You know, yeah. I always say it because it's memories. Like me and Cecile used to be on that trail to Manhattan, going to events and enjoying ourselves and coming home wee hours of the morning, going to the bodega real quick before we hit home, and you know, saying getting a quick sandwich like 4 a.m. We used to go get, you remember that? We used to go and get a sandwich at 4 a.m. from the bodega, man. Y'all don't know
that. Yeah, all of that. You know what I'm saying? Late night.
About that.
Late night pizza shop, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yo, we used to go to the pizza shop 2 a.m. Man, we had some great time, man. And I tell you, I'm looking forward to touching down. I'm going to pass by and go around and see my real bona fide people, the people I miss, the people that really hold me down, the people that show love and I give love back. So in August, I'm going to be preparing myself, setting myself up, making sure everything is right when I leave here to go down there for about a week or two and then come on back and be safe and everything's going to be good. But I'm making sure I'm going to do an episode in the dirty basement myself. I just got to go into another room while me and Sincere set it up. And I haven't did a show in the dirty basement in years. I used to be on the steps, and then Sincere would be downstairs in the other part of the basement because we can't be in the same room at the same time for the feedback. But all of that is coming, and everything is beautiful right now. We used to be celebrating post 420, man. We're having a good time. The caller lines are still open, 563-999-3050. We got 20 minutes left in the show. I'm going to run to one of my favorite shows. My favorite songs right now, D.R.E. I love hip-hop. Listen to the words, man. This song is one of my favorites for a reason, what he's saying. Check the words out, man. I love hip-hop.
I love hip-hop, that's why I make hip-hop music. It's more than just music, it's a movement. Whether on the curves in the burbs or the corners in the real hood, I'm here to make music that makes you feel good. I love hip-hop, that's why I make hip-hop music. With relevant lyrics and a beat that you can groove with. This ain't rap, so don't you dare confuse it to the other noise you hear from the lanes that just abuse it. It's a movement, bigger than rap and all that. It's more than selling crack in the trap and all that. It's more than being black and all that. It's a form of art, but not the type where you act and all that. It's a culture, and no sir, they never will ghost us. But I do see a couple of roaches trying to approach us. They keep telling us that hip-hop's dead due to the lack of real hip-hop heads. Don't believe the hype, the industry's trying to give it another sound. But hip-hop don't stop, it'll always be underground. Listen to the realest, cause the industry's lying. It ain't hip-hop, it's the hip-hop fans that are dying. I love hip-hop, that's why I make hip-hop music. It's more than just music, it's a movement. Whether on the curves in the or the corners in the real hood, I'm here to make music that make you feel good. And I love hip-hop, that's why I make hip-hop music. It's more than just music, it's the movement. Whether on the curves in the verb or the corners in the real hood, I'm here to make music that make you feel good. Make you feel good. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do. I ain't selfish, that's why I'm out here rhyming for you. I know a few are tired of seeing a bunch of mimics, all these colorful ass rappers with dances and other gimmicks. Step up your limit. Ever since rap became the new fad, the music turned gay and hip-hop became the new drag. One news flash, Papa got a brand new bag. Yeah, I'm up and coming, but refuse to be the new fag. Too bad. Ever since rap became a broken wrist, I feel like a homophobe that doesn't want to coexist. I punch mine, they slapping their lines with open fists. So how can they say the bitches in the game don't exist?
No offense.
I mean no disrespect to the ladies, I do it for y'all just like the men and the babies. From the ghetto to the burbs or the woods to the real hoods, I'm here to make music that makes you feel good.
Plus I love hip-hop,
that's why I make hip-hop music. It's more than just music, it's a movement. Whether on the curves in the burbs or the corners in the real hood, I'm here to make music that make you feel good. And I love hip-hop, that's why I make hip-hop music. It's more than just music, it's the movement. Whether on the curves in the burbs or the corners in the real hood, I'm here to make music that make you feel good. So if you feel good, put your hands up in the air. And if you're sitting down, and get up and get out of your chair. If you're standing in the back, work your way to the foreground. And if you're on the side, work your way to the floor now. Come on now, everybody vibe with me. So you're supporting Keep Hip Hop Alive with me.
can go the extra mile and buy my CDs. You can buy one for two or two for three. And if you only got a couple dollars in your pocket, it's cool, cause as an artist I ain't worried about a profit. As long as you supporting, all you gotta do is hollering. I'll let you walk away with a CD for a dollar. And to those not feeling me, thinking I'm whack, that's cool, just take your hating ass way to the back. Cause bottom line is, even though I do it for you, remember I do what I feel and I feel what I do. And I love hip hop, that's why I make hip hop music. It's more than just music, it's the movement. Whether on the curves in the verb or the corners in the real hood, I'm here to make music that makes you feel good. And I love hip-hop, that's why I make hip-hop music. It's more than just music, it's the movement. Whether on the curves in the verbs or the corners in the real hood, I'm here to make music that makes you feel good.
Ready on the left, ready on the right.
Yo, BR, what up, my dude?
What up, okay.
Yo, kick that thing you're shaking in the studio.
Yeah, yo, what's that joint? Round town, I'm bound, shake the ground, shake the town. Weigh your pound, lays you down.
Yo, yo, what's that, baby?
Graham Jones, I see you, baby.
Yo,
yeah, go round town, I'm bound, shake the ground, shake the town. Wave the pound, lays you down. And that's how we approach these faggots. Trying to grow and be fly, but they still maggots. I'm sure all I gotta do is call my man. 40 cal, watch yourself, I'll spoil your plans. I'm the up-top gangster, the star in the hood. One of the few motherfuckers that ain't scared of shook. Man, that was 9-5, man, fuck the past. See niggas out there front, bodyguards up the ass, man. Yeah, man, you better stop fucking playing, man. Y'all know how I'm coming through the source of war. Somebody dudes got jacked, man, it must have been yours. Y'all dudes be talking out the side of your mouth. But I put the gym star on the side of your mouth. Y'all ain't sell no records, made no cash yet. Fuck dude, cause my niggas is goons in every aspect. And don't get beside yourself. A lot of shit gonna be fucked up beside your health, man.
He's Black Rob, he's yeah. Fuck
Black
with
Rob.
Him, you'll get
Rob Report,
done.
Man.
Cold to your, a fool kid that'll run up in your baby mother. For real.
Muscle right. Loaded, about ready to spit a burst. On haters, I unloaded, be ready to get his nurse. I'm about to serve him notice, if Harlem don't get him first. Send him down to unemployment, cause homie don't get his work. Hot pins, every honey gets chopped in. If she hops in, then more than likely we not friends. Look, I'm locked in, hit you like Skelly, get top spin. First I pop, then I'm out like Pirelli's on stock rims. Fries in the game, still applying the pain. Since up was top feeling and Mike was riding the train. These paper thin villains get scraped and thrown in the phone. 85% of rappers is fake and so is they change. Now that's a no-brainer, 36 in my chamber. Now I'm on in the silence, I throw a L up a banger. Lyrics is not a singer, don't ever forget it takes. The ladies, they get your thumbs up, cop it, just a banger.
Cold to yours, a smooth kid that'll run up in your baby mama. For real. Cold to yours, who advanced for y'all? For y'all. I'm a pimped out nigga, for real.
Once again, it's a darker nigga, hit a spark a nigga, take apart a nigga, cause the dog is bigger, under stress, someone left, you want it to bless, to the chest, the slugs from the slip and rest, like a purple put a hurt, on a nigga, dub six, motherfucker feet of dirt, on a nigga, my hands stay dirty, cause I play dirty, the mob way, you don't know, I'm at the crossroads, look what I'm at, really show us where to go, should I play the low for what I did to offer data, yo, the way to flow, got me striking this random, I can't stand the big ass nigga, wanna be the phantom, looking over my shoulder, cause it's colder than it was, it starts shorty, because I'm a little older than cars, and the bars from the saw, put the chain to your brain, which when that big nigga, you won't hold down the force, never get tossed, get the tree, nigga.
A smooth kid that'll run up in your baby.
Yeah, little quick double play right there to the Sioux Soldiers in Heaven right there. Little double play, Black Rob, and that was a new DMX. New DMX that had Method Man, Nas, Rakim. I didn't get to play Nas and Rakim verse, but that was a new DMX and called Fight Back, and that was Black Rob, peace be upon their both souls. And did you hear anything about their funeral situation going on since here? Are they going to televise it?
Doing is all we do.
I did hear something along those lines, Mr. Roy. I did hear something that I think the actual funeral is supposed to be on BET.
Okay. And then I think I seen something briefly, and I wasn't sure. I don't know if it was a hoax or what, but I think I seen something on social media about one of Pretty Ricky got shot.
Yeah, apparently that's true. Yeah, apparently that's true.
So, what's the outcome?
Well, I think he's in the hospital. You know, I believe he's, you know, he's still alive, but I'm not quite sure what his condition.
Okay, definitely. I'm going to look into that myself. I'll have some information for you guys by next Thursday. I'm going to do my little research, you know, behind the scenes and check it out. You know, it's just too much going on with all our celebrities and stars and a lot of our people that we don't even realize. You know, something I do on a regular basis, Sincere, at the end of every year, I just go to YouTube and type in celebrities who passed for the year. And you'll be surprised how many under the radar past that you didn't know. He was like, I was like, word? He's gone? Wait a minute. Get out of here. I didn't even know. Like, I remember when Malvo, the one from Everybody Hates Chris, I was like, when did that happen? I was like, there's certain people that you just didn't know that slipped under the radar and passed away, and it wasn't publicized. It wasn't not glorified in that sense of the matter, but it should be acknowledged so we can see. Because trust me, somebody like Betty White drop, the world's going to know, you know what I'm saying? I know Cicely Tyson, that was a big thing for us. And, you know, some of the bigger artists, but there's some people who really put the grindstone in acting and in celebrity status, but never got the accolades for it, you know, and it's sad that we lose them so early. But we got about 10 minutes left in the show. I'm all weeded out. That sounds crazy for me to even say it like that. I'm all weeded out. But the 420 show was celebrated today on a daily basis with the BSE show, me and Purple Dress. And we got Sincere chiming in and giving us some good conversation and some good memorabilia and definitely chopping up, having a good time, man. We appreciate all those who call in. Check us out at the website. You can hit us all up. Hey, listen, man, you don't know what we all about. Just Google DRTYBSMNT. Why? Because it's Dirty Basement with no vowels. Please understand that's what it's for. Also, the Go and Know has returned. So on this weekend, we will be showcasing, and we had a couple of songs last week. I'm going to see what I got in my stash and see if I got some songs myself. And you can always submit some songs to drtybsmntmp3@aol.com. And the MP3 is to remind you that that's the format that we would love for you to send us the music in. And also, if possible, please label it correctly so that we don't botch your name up. You know what I'm saying? We don't want to botch your name up, so label it correctly. Don't just give us a song saying Triumph and we don't know by who. You know what I'm saying? Just give it to them. Like, listen, when I drop a song, my next song is going to be called Let's Go by Mr. Raw. It's not finished yet. I'm working on it, but I got a couple of joints. I got a couple of stashes, some things in the works. I'm cooking. I got my chef hat back on. So I'm in the kitchen putting some ingredients in different pots at the same time. I got 4 burners on top, an oven, a microwave, a toaster oven, an air fryer, and a grill outside. So I'm constantly cooking. I'm constantly cooking, you guys. So you never know when I'm going to release a plate. Listen, I ain't going to burn the rice. My cooking does right by me. And you know what? I did cook rice today, and it didn't burn, which is good. But we here celebrating it going on, man. And Saturday, we will be back with the Dirty Basement University Professor Sincere, who is on the line right now, and with Professor Raw. And sometimes Professor Purple Dread, she chimes in too. You know, you got to wonder. There's a professor in all life, even Professor Red Girl Jones. She chimes in too. So look forward to that. And the go and no, man, I can't wait. I can't wait because last week we had a couple of good ones, but then there was one or two that was like, we had a lot of people calling in. The call-in number is the same for every show, 563-999-3050. So please call in and check us out. You know, let us know what you're dealing with. You know, if you have something going on, let us know. You know, let me hear what you got going on. You know, tell us your social media. You know, you make hats. You make mar. You make scarves. You make masks. You do beats, you rhyme, you play piano, you just sit there and smoke and celebrate 420 all day, all year round. Just let us know. Holler at us, and we will get to you. You know, and the email for submitting your music, any music is acceptable. It doesn't have to be censored, any genre. You can send us reggae music. You can send us a love song. You can send us blues. You can send us a rock song. You can send us songs in other languages. We have had songs from Africa, from Switzerland, from London, from Australia. We've had music from other places. So don't feel like there's any restriction. And if you paid attention to us, you send your gospel music in. We do it all. We had a great time with V by Moon a couple of weeks ago. Go check out that show. He's a really good artist, a strong, solid artist. Got some good music going on. Check him out. Check out the archives. And this is how we do it, man. I'm trying to, you know, make sure that we keep ourselves busy. You know, check the timeline throughout the week. You'll see something on me. I'm Majorly on Facebook. On DJ Sincere is Majorly on Twitter and IG. You know, say until I get to be able to finagle all of that in one, I'll be able to be on all of those too. You know, and we're going to be working on the Instagram stuff. And maybe we even got to talk about TikTok. What the hell can we do? What can we do on TikTok? Yeah, we got to find something we could do on TikTok because that is the new thing, man. Everybody's doing a whole lot of nothing. But guess what? I guess that's what's called entertainment. Entertainment. You got any last words for us, Sincere, before we get up out of here? We got 3 minutes to go. Sincere, you got any last words?
Yeah, I guess we're getting ready to get on out the door. Fantastic show, Mr. Raw. Fantastic show, Purple Dread. If you missed any part of this, make sure you go back and check the archives and catch that replay. We'll be back in the building this coming Saturday, all right, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Make sure that you tune in. All right, the go and no, like Mr. Ross said, is definitely back in full effect. Send your songs on in. All right, and we'll definitely test them out and give you that live on-air feedback. Just hope you got thick skin. All right, get ready.
Thick skin is right. Purple Judge, do you got anything last to say before we get up out of here?
Yes, yes. As we leave out on our 420 commemoration celebration, I would like to thank everybody for listening and all that. I'm just so good right now. I'm happy everything is going good. I can't wait for the go and no because I know I ain't called in yet on Saturday, but I'm going to be there this Saturday coming up because I can't wait for that go and no. Peace out, y'all.
Definitely, y'all, as we get up out the building, as usual, we're going to play one more time, we're going to play Let Me Get At You, and then next month I'm going to try to work out something else, release something new from the Raw Stash. From the Mr. Raw Stash. I'm trying to get Purple Joint on the joint. You don't know. He got them bars, too. I ain't going to tell nobody. But we out of here. Everybody be safe. Peace. You?
Mmm, girl. Wow. You looking 30 good. Minutes. I just can't wait to get at you. I can't wait to get at you. Let me paint you a picture.
I can't wait to get with ya. Ooh, can't wait to get at ya. I can't wait to get at ya. I'ma paint you a picture. I can't wait to get with ya. True. You can see it when you're looking in my eyes. The way I'm looking at your side. No, I'm not one of those guys to waste your time. No, it's not part of the plan. Not trying to be a man. Well, maybe just a fan. And let it grow slow. Don't get it confused. You have nothing to lose. Only when you snooze. If that's what you choose, let me tell you the news. It is what it is. Go hard or go home, be well enough alone. I'ma set the tone and I'ma make you moan like you was home alone. Cause I'ma give you a bit. I can't wait to get at ya. I can't wait to get at ya. Let me paint you a picture. I can't wait to get with ya. Ooh, can't wait to get at ya. I can't wait to get at ya. I'ma paint you a picture. I can't wait to get with ya. True. Tell me really what you wanna have done. Come on girl, we'll have fun.
We have a lot of fun.
Let us two become one.
You know that,
act like you know.
Yeah,
oh,
you.
There's a need for you to start to be shy,
exactly,
especially when you're so damn fly. Please don't let this time pass us by. Cause I'm ready to go for broke. Ain't no shame on my game. Mama do what I claim. Show you I'm no lame. Raw's one and the same. There'll be no one to blame when you call on my name.
Raw.
So let's see what you got, cause I'ma hit the spot. This is the last drop, I want you to make it pop. Till I pay you top, girl, that's my aim.
Real
talk. I can't wait to get at ya. I can't wait to get at ya. Let me paint you a picture. I can't wait to get with ya. Ooh, can't wait to get at ya. I can't wait to get at ya. I'ma paint you a picture. I can't wait to get with ya, true.
Girl, let me get at ya. Once I get ya, then I got ya. I'ma try my best to break you off something proper. And like an opera, I'ma make you all a note. With the time on the board, I'm on your body like a coat. No, I'm not trying to gloat, I'm gonna show a mood. Do what I gotta do just to get you in the mood. I'm gonna make you ooze till I burn out your fuse. Tell me, how can I lose with the method that I choose? You know there's no rules, there is a safe word. If you can't take it no more, you can scream out a bird. And then I halt. I understand, it's my fault. I don't want you thinking of some type of assault. I take it easy to make you feel good, believe me. Until you want to return the favor and tease me, squeeze me, and hold me tight. You feel me? You got my undivided attention.
I can't wait to get at ya. I can't
Dirty.